Job chapter 34. Furthermore, Elihu continued speaking and said, "You who are wise, hear my words, and you who are knowledgeable, give ear to me. For the ear puts words to the test, as the palate tastes that which is to be eaten. Let us choose justice for ourselves. Let us find out among ourselves what is good. For Job has said, 'I am just, but God has taken away my justice. Do I lie concerning my justice? The arrow with which I have been struck is grievous, though I am without transgression. What man is like Job? He drinks mockery like water, and he travels in the company of perpetrators of iniquity, and he walks with wicked men. For he has said, "It does not profit a man to take delight in God." Therefore listen to me, you men of understanding. Far be God from wickedness, and the Almighty from iniquity. For he repays a man his work, and according to the way of a man, so he requites him. It is indeed certain that God does not act wickedly, and that the Almighty does not pervert justice. Who gave him charge over the earth, and who appointed him over the whole world? If he were to consider only himself, and to gather to himself his spirit and his breath, all flesh would expire together, and man would return to dust. Now if you have understanding, listen to this. Give ear to the sound of my words. Can one who hates justice make binding laws? Or will you condemn the great just one? Is it fitting to say to a king, "You are useless," or to princes, "You are wicked"? How much less to him who does not show partiality to nobles, and who does not favour the opulent above the poor? For all of them are the work of his hands. In a moment they die, and in the middle of the night a people is shaken, and they pass away. A mighty people is removed, but not by hand. For his eyes are on the ways of man, and he sees all his steps. There is no darkness, and there is no shadow of death, for the perpetrators of iniquity to hide there. For he no longer makes charges against man, for him to enter into a judicial process with God. He breaks the mighty in an unsearchable way, and sets up others in their place. So then, he recognizes their works, and overturns them at night, and they are broken in pieces. He strikes them on account of their wicked deeds, in a place where people can see it, because they turned away from following him, and they did not prudently attend to any of his ways, so bringing the cry of the poor to him, so that he heard the cry of the needy. When he imposes quietness, who can act wickedly? And when he hides his face, who can see him? And whether it is against a people, or whether against a man, it is the same. He acts so that the profane man cannot reign, giving protection from snares targeting the people. For does one say to God, "I have suffered punishment, I will no longer act perversely, teach me what I do not see, if I have committed iniquity, I will do so no more"? Should he repay you for it on your terms, and say, "It does not matter if you reject one thing or choose another, and I have no say"? So say what you know. Let men of understanding speak to me, and let the wise man listen to me. Job has not spoken knowledgeably, and his words were not prudent. My desire is that Job should be tested to the limit, because his answers were in line with those of iniquitous men. For he has added transgression to his sin. He has clapped his hands in our company, and spoken at length against God.